This article is entitled, God Will Make a Way, Pastor Neven Saris on Breaking Barriers, written by Wendy Healy. In January, the ordination of Sally Azar as the first female pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan and the Holy Land was celebrated worldwide. This historic moment emphasized a powerful message of acceptance and progress in the church's journey toward gender justice. Though Azar blazes a path for women in the church, she isn't the first Palestinian Lutheran woman to be ordained. The ELCA ordained Neven Ibrahim Saris, a Palestinian native, in 2016, and she now serves as pastor of St. Mark Lutheran Church in Neenah, Wisconsin. She came to the U.S. because the ELCJHL didn't ordain women at that time. Saris's first call was with Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Wausau, Wisconsin, where she served 6 years. Last year, she began a new call at St. Mark after expressing interest in ministering in a metropolitan area and engaging with more lay ministry leaders. Living Lutheran spoke with Saris about her ministry and whether she considers herself a trailblazer for ordained Palestinian women. Living Lutheran asks, how did you feel when you learned about Sally Azar's ordination? Saris replies, it was an amazing moment to learn of Sally's ordination, but also heartbreaking because I couldn't be ordained in my own country and be close to my family. I'm very happy for her. I pray that her ordination will open the door for other women, particularly those of less privilege. I'm grateful to God and to the ELCA for my ordination. We ask, how have you broken barriers as the first Palestinian Lutheran woman to be ordained? She says, if God called me to be a pastor here, then God also calls women in Palestine. I'm the first Palestinian woman to be ordained, but not the last. I did the hard work. Like John the Baptist, I prepared the way for Sally. There's nothing more fulfilling than being a pastor, and I just love my ministry. All the years of struggling and working hard to become a pastor, and then the rejection I got from my own church at home, where it was all worth it to be where I am today. I hope the church will open the door to all called women, and when God calls a person, God will make a way. I am a living witness. We ask, what was your journey to ordination in the U.S.? My undergraduate study was at Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine, and I went to Egypt Presbyterian Seminary in Cairo for a master's degree in biblical studies, and there I also studied Greek and Hebrew, languages needed to pursue a Ph.D. in Old Testament. When I returned home, I was the director of Christian education and church secretary at Lutheran Christmas Church in Bethlehem from 2005 to 2008. I tried to convince my church to ordain me and to help me get a doctorate, but at the time, it didn't support female ordination. Disappointed, I came to the U.S. in 2008 for two reasons. One, to get a doctorate in Old Testament that wasn't available in Palestine, and two, to seek ordination. I earned my master's degree in biblical studies and a Ph.D. in Old Testament at the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. I later earned a Master of Divinity degree from Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary in Berkeley, California. I was ordained in Minneapolis, where I was an intern. We ask, how were you called to ministry? She says, I grew up in a Catholic and Greek Orthodox family, but attended a Lutheran school and worshiped at the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Reformation, so the Lutheran Church was familiar. I studied Christian education at Bethlehem Bible College to be a tour guide because the profession required knowing the Bible. While I was a student, a friend invited me to worship at a Catholic church. As I watched the priest celebrate communion, the Holy Spirit moved me, and a voice inside me said, I want you to do this as a priest. I want you to be a minister like this priest. I started talking to my family and my church about my desire, but no one would believe me because a woman had never been ordained. I strongly felt God calling me to bivocational ministry, the Bible, and being a pastor, a ministry of word and sacrament. We ask, "What is your ministry style?" She said, "I prefer team ministry and working with lay people. I like to connect with more people in the kingdom of God, and I believe in the priesthood of all believers. I have a democratic style and enjoy making decisions with the congregation. Decisions are best supported when church members have a say." We finally asked, "Do you have any closing thoughts?" She said, "The ELCA is a pioneer in inclusion and social justice. My hope is that it expands to raise the voices of those who are from the Middle Eastern backgrounds. We can be even more inclusive church."